Teddy Roosevelt called the presidency the bully pulpit. Although the office does provide a high-profile venue for the chief executive, with all the noise and distractions of modern life, sometimes even the president can have trouble claiming center stage. Our friends in Montana shed some light on the subject.
This is the Montana Logging and Ballet Company with common sense solutions to our nation's problems. This week, we got a call from the White House.
Montana Logging and Ballet Company? I gave a perfectly fine speech to Congress. Not a single grammatical whoopsie. And all the Democrats did was criticize me. Why don't they like me?
We believe the phrase they used was, turnabout is fair play.
No, it's not fair. Before, it was just Republicans criticizing Clinton, but now this is me. I haven't done anything to them, and the media completely ignored me. Look at this tape of the press right after my speech to Congress.
Fox News here. President What's-His-Name's speech to Congress is finally over, so, Representative, can you tell me about your plans to re-impeach Clinton for the pardons?
Hey, you guys, I'm the president, not him. He's finished, okay? It's me now.
Mr. President, use common sense. The public doesn't respond to ideas, they want entertainment. That means sex and violence. Clinton has a lock on the one, so if you want high ratings, you really need a good villain to fight. Your advisors can help you find one.
Well, to be a good villain, it needs to be someone who threatens our way of life.
That would be opponents of my tax cut.
Is that wise? That would be millions of Americans who won't benefit from it because they're not rich.
That's not true. Haven't you heard all the billionaires who are against ending the estate tax? It's not just middle and low income people who are against me.
Let's go back to our old standby, Bill Clinton.
No, opposing Bill Clinton is like blowing your nose. It may be the right thing to do, but it never makes you look good, and it will probably just boost Clinton's ratings.
How about Jesse Ventura?
Are you kidding? He'd break my legs. Wait! I've got it. Saddam Hussein.
Oh, no.
It might just work.
It worked for my daddy.
Just for a little while, and then it fizzled.
I'd settle for being popular for a little while.
The great thing is we've got the campaign all ready to go. Why, we even have some Bush versus Saddam posters left.
And Colin Powell is right there.
All we need is a theme song.
Bomb, 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 Iran. Bomb, 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 Iran.
Wait, shouldn't that be Iraq?
What's the difference?
No. We need a new hit song.
This is the Montana Logging and Ballet Company saying that if you like the sequels, Rocky 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6, you're going to love Saddam vs. Bush, take 2. So be listening for the new hit song, maybe something like this.
Who's so dumb as to like Saddam? Certainly no one Hussein. If the folks out in Fargo don't like the embargo, we'll bomb him till everyone thinks that we're happy again.
Satire from the Montana Logging and Ballet Company. They're based in Helena.